Everyone, welcome to my Beverly District High School podcast, Our Town, Our Country. My name is Oliver Munger. Today I will be talking to Jenny Ware, who was born and bred in Beverly. Jenny is the youngest of 12 children who all attended the Beverly School. Jenny, how long have you lived in Beverly?
I've lived in Beverly all my life, about 60 years. But I went away for about 20 years and I came back.
Did you live in town or farm?
We lived in town. My grandparents did have a farm, but they sold it and they moved into town.
Did you have any siblings?
I did. I have 11 siblings, most of whom went to the Beverly District School.
Did all your siblings go to Beverly?
Yes, they did, once the school was built. But before the school was built, they went to the convent over at the Catholic Church.
What was it like growing up in Beverly back then?
Oh, it was very free. Our parents used to send us out in the morning and didn't want to see us until it got dark.
What are your earliest memories of school?
I remember my first day of school. The tree that is in between the school and the canteen was there, and I sat under there waiting to go into grade one.
Who was your favourite teacher?
My favourite teacher would have been Mrs. Winfield, who I think I had in about grade two or three, mainly because she used to give me a ride home if it was raining.
What was your favourite subject?
Oh, my favourite subject was always maths. Until they introduced algebra, then it became my least favourite subject.
What did you want to be when you grew up?
I always wanted to be an air hostess, believe it or not. It never came to fruition. I was too short.
What did you end up doing?
I ended up working in a shop for a few years while I was still going to school, and then I went rouseabouting in the shearing sheds. Then I got married, had children, and eventually moved back to Beverly.
What have you learned over your lifetime that you would like to share with my generation?
What I would like to share with your generation is sometimes things seem really bad, and there doesn't seem to be a light at the end of the tunnel, but there always is. So when times are really hard, just remember there's a light at the end of the tunnel. It'll get better.
Jenny, thank you for your time today. To my listeners, thank you for listening.